just going to take a moment and read those same verses from the Bible, from Psalm 19, verse number 7 of the 19th Psalm. It's my intention over the next number of weeks to bring a few simple and short object lessons concerning the Word of God itself. It's described in many ways in Scripture, and we're going to look at one of those descriptions of the Bible itself this morning. Psalm 19 and verse number 7 through to verse number 10. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, says in verse 7 of Psalm 19, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." I've got a jar of honey with me this morning. I'm not sure how many of you this morning in our service enjoy honey. I take it most mornings with my porridge. Sometimes you get tired eating porridge and you have a little change for a while, but it's hard to beat the porridge, especially with a little spoonful of honey. Just makes it that little bit sweeter and that little bit more enjoyable. But honey is a wonderful thing. It's the only food that is produced by insects that is fit for human consumption. It can be used for baking. It can be used in cooking. It can be used in desserts. It can be used to spread over your toast or over your pancakes. It can be used as a natural sweetener, an alternative to refined sugar. And you will know that honey is made by bees as they gather the nectar from various plants, and it's stored in that wax honeycomb within the hive. And what an impressive thing honey is. It takes a lot of work to produce 1 pound of honey. To produce 1 pound of natural honey without adding any sugar to it or producing it in an artificial manner, nectar has to be gathered from something like 2 million plants or flowers. And the bees will travel over 55,000 miles collectively to produce 1 pound of honey. So bees are certainly very busy. The word honey comes from a Hebrew word. Hebrew is the language of the Old Testament. It was written in Hebrew, and the word honey comes from a Hebrew word that means to enchant, and so it comes from the language of the Bible. And the psalmist said in Psalm 19 verse 10 concerning the law of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the word of the Lord, he says, "More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey out of the honeycomb." And in Psalm 119, he says in verse number 3, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Honey is known for its sweetness. Honey as well, of course, is edible. Honey is full of fructose and glucose and many other nutrients and minerals. And honey is edible. It's like the Word of God. The psalmist says that God's Word is sweet. And it's a sweet thing whenever you get a word from the Lord. Whenever God speaks to your heart and you know that's a word from God to my soul, it's a sweet thing. Jeremiah, the great prophet, said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Honey is sweet, it's edible, It's something that we can consume. And so it is with God's precious word. We need to feed upon it. God's word is sweet to our souls, and we need to take it in. Another thing about honey is imperishable. It cannot corrupt, and it cannot decay. This sealed jar of honey, as long as it remains sealed, there might be a best before date on it somewhere. In fact, whenever I look, there's, December 2019, but pure honey is imperishable. If the seal is never broken, it doesn't corrupt. You see, microorganisms cannot grow in honey. And so we could say that honey has an eternal shelf life. King Tut was an Egyptian king, and about 5,000 years ago, his remains were found mummified inside a casket, and he was buried with some sealed pots of honey. And that honey, 5,000 years later, was still fit for eating. It doesn't spoil. It contains natural self-preservatives, just like the Word of God. It's old, yet it's ever new. It's incorruptible. It does not decay. It does not wax old. It doesn't grow out of date. The Bible says concerning God's truth, it endureth to all generations. The Scripture says that God's word shall stand forever. Jesus Christ said every jot and every tittle shall be fulfilled. He said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. And God's word, like honey, is pure. Peter says God's word endureth forever. Honey is sweet. Honey is imperishable. Honey also purifies and heals. Some people tout the healing properties, especially of Manuka honey. Go into some of our supermarkets or chemists or health food shops, you'll get Manuka honey. Very expensive. Comes from New Zealand. And they tout the idea that it's full of antiviral vitamins. It's full of anti-inflammatory properties as well, and antioxidants. Sometimes whenever somebody gets a boil or a burn or maybe some type of sore, they'll apply Manuka honey. And they swear that it heals the wound more quickly. Manuka honey as well promotes oral health. It kills bacteria, even in the mouth, without even decaying the teeth. It's good for soothing sore throats. Mr. Douglas used to swear that whenever you had a sore throat, cider vinegar, Manuka honey, gargle it, and your sore throat will be healed. It helps to control stomach ulcers. It also improves digestive symptoms. IBS, C. diff, some people say, well, Manuka honey is good for controlling those symptoms. Now, children, if you don't know what IBS is, you can ask your parents later on. It's also good as well, apparently, for treating acne. Wish I'd known about it when I was a teenager. Could have spent saved a lot of money that was spent on all of those creams and all. You know, you get spots as a teenager, and it's not so pleasant, perhaps. Manuka honey is apparently good for that, because it's got purifying properties, antibacterial, antiviral, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant properties. It purifies, it cleanses, and it heals. The Bible says God sent out His word, healing them. There's a healing, spiritual healing properties in the Word of God, cleansing properties in the Bible. Psalm 119, the question is asked in verse number 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Jesus Christ prayed, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John Bunyan said concerning the Bible, sin will keep me from this book, or this book will keep me from sin. And just one other thing about honey. Honey apparently increases brain function. Some people say that the right amount of honey will make you more intelligent. It'll make you smarter. Maybe I don't take as much honey as I should, That's probably quite evident. But it contains a property that's known as Pinocembrin. I think that's how you pronounce it. And that's an antioxidant that increases brain activity. Whenever I was doing exams, somebody used to say, eat a Mars bar just before you do the exam because there's glucose in it and that will help your brain to function properly. And I tried that. Don't know if it helped or not, but certainly enjoyed eating the Mars bar nonetheless. But it might be some truth in that. This property in honey that increases brain function. The Bible says the statutes of the Lord are right, making wise the simple. Paul said to Timothy that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. The entrance of thy word bringeth light. There's something about the Word of God that is able to give us wisdom. And the godly man meditates on God's Word day and night. Did you know that honey is the only known food source in all of the world that contains every nutrient required to live, that we require to live? It contains water, something between 18 and 20% water. And then it contains all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, all of the antioxidants that we need. Now, it's good to get a balanced diet. But if you were starving in the desert and you were decaying and you needed something quickly to get all of the right nutrients into your body, there would be nothing better to do that than honey. And everything that we need for life and for godliness, all of the spiritual nutrition, all of the spiritual vitamins and minerals that we need can be found in the Bible. Is it any reason that the psalmist said that God's word was sweeter to his taste than honey? Did you know that whenever bees find nectar or find honey, they do a little dance? I didn't believe this. I questioned this. I seen it once in a Christian documentary. But Sam Laverty, who comes here on a Lord's Day evening, is a master beekeeper. And I ask him about this. He says, that's bang on right. Bees dance whenever they find honey. And they dance for a certain length of time. And whenever they finish their dance and they spin around, they point a certain direction. And that's a signal to other bees in the hive that there's honey or there's nectar so far from here and in a certain direction. Very intelligent little creatures, because they want other bees in the hive to know where the nectar or where the honey is. So they'll spin round a certain amount of times, and each time they spin that signifies a certain distance, and they'll finish that little dance pointing in a certain direction. Look it up in Google or YouTube or some of those things, this little dance that the bee does. It's so glad to find the honey that it gets excited and it wants others to know where the honey is. And wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if Christians were as excited about the Word of God as the little bees are whenever they find their honey? Next week we'll look at something else in relation to the Word of God.